Number 143 from March 2018, Religion and Recovery. Have you ever met anybody who has not experienced some tragedy because of addiction? Have you ever run into one person that says they don't have anybody in their extended family that has any kind of dependency problem? No, I haven't either. Everybody I've ever met has had some kind of run-in with the disease of addiction. It might be alcohol and other drugs. It might be some of the other addictions such as gambling, overeating, overspending, smoking, sexual addiction, or computer/game/iPhone addiction. The problem might be with you yourself, might be with somebody in your family or a close friend, but it is everywhere. If this is true, and it is, then it would make sense that we'd want to learn more about our country's biggest health problem, and we would want to see if there are some things that we can do to prevent and treat the addictive illness. That is why our congregations are sponsoring a 9-part series on chemical dependency. We will begin the series on Sunday, March 4th, 2018, and will conclude on May 6th, 2018. Every Sunday evening, excluding Easter Sunday, we will have another presentation at 7 p.m. in the church basement of the Lutheran Church of Our Blessed Savior. This lecture series will be filmed with the live audience so that the entire series can be on the church website and can be viewed not only by Lutherans but by anybody else who has the internet. There will be a question and answer period at the end of each lecture. Since almost my entire career has been spent working with addictions of various kinds, this is a subject that I know well. I have wanted to share this information with the community and with the Lutheran Church at large for a long time. I believe that my diverse experiences as spiritual care counselor, addiction counselor, nicotine dependency counselor, chaplain, marriage and family therapist, and parish pastor give me a unique perspective to this disease that folks will find helpful. The lectures are based on information from my book, Knowledge to Power, Understanding and Overcoming Addiction. This book is currently being completed by Outskirts Press and will be sold soon by the publishing house, as well as other outlets like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hopefully, this book will be out at some point during the presentations. The full range of issues that addictions raise will be discussed during the presentations. We will explain how addiction is a disease, how it is a spiritual disease, and it is a feelings disease. We will look at how our culture does not believe that we should ever have any pain, either physical or emotional or spiritual, and how that sets us up for using quick fix solutions. We will look not only at those who are afflicted with the illness, but also at those who are affected by the illness, such as codependents and adult children of dysfunction. The emotions that drive addiction, such as guilt, shame, grief, loss, anger, and fear, will be explained. There will be an intervention specialist guest speaker to explain what a structured intervention involves to get an addicted person into treatment, even when they don't really want to go. A section that should interest pastors and lay people in the Christian church is the section on religion and recovery. There are ways that the church both helps and hinders recovery for addicts, and we will learn what things to do and what things to avoid. We will discuss not only what is helpful, but when help should be given to an addicted person. Most importantly, we will see that the church is a place that can help sick people without judgment and treat addicts as if they were sick and not just bad. We will see the important place that the church can have in recovery for addicts and their families, and how grace, forgiveness, and love can be part of the healing. I hope that as many of you as possible can attend the lectures. I will be including real-life stories in the presentations, and I believe it will be interesting. And as most of you know by now, I won't be talking over anybody's head. I am known to be plain-spoken. And of course, since we are Lutherans, there will be free food served. Spread the word.